And now to your comments on yesterday's program. Warren Chisholm writes to criticize our coverage of the dispute over whether or how to seat delegates from Florida and Michigan's Democratic primaries. He writes, people, even people at NPR, keep saying that the Democratic Party punished Florida and Michigan for moving their primaries up by yanking their delegates. What the DNC did was to disallow an activity that was against their rules. Think of it as like deciding whether your teenaged son should take the family car out on Saturday night with his buddies and go to a party. You might decide it's not a good idea and not give him the keys, but that's not punishment. And there were lots of emails about our coverage of New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. It was our mention of the call girl Spitzer allegedly met at Washington's Mayflower Hotel that bothered Peggy Catron of London, Kentucky, who writes, NPR gives us her real name, where to find her on the internet, and a quote from her mom. Sounds like she's only one of many as far as Mr. Spitzer is concerned. Sure hope we don't get a more detailed list. Yesterday, I talked with Jason Steffen of the Fermilab Center for Particle Astrophysics about a project he's been working on.
A bit of frustration was the initial starting point. I was boarding an airplane to go to a conference and felt that there had to be a more efficient way to get everyone onto the airplane because it was taking so long.
Well, Jason Steffen put his frustration to work, and he came up with what he says is the optimal boarding method for airline passengers. Rita Harris of Madison, Wisconsin, says that misses the point. When a plane takes off, we all go at the same time, she writes. Getting off is a different matter. When I have a tight connection and I'm stuck in row 20, that's when I need to move fast. Can somebody please work on optimizing the disembarkation process? If you have an opinion on how we can optimize our program, go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. Please don't forget to tell us where you're from and how you pronounce your name.